Peruvian Metals in the news. Peruvian Metals trades as PER on the Toronto Venture Exchange, DUVNF in the OTC markets. In the States, they acquire a new silver-lead-zinc project in northern Peru. You'll run through the details, CEO Jeff Reeder. Jeff, appreciate you taking the time here. A new acquisition near the Aguila Norte plant. I notice it's not named yet. Please run through the highlights here for investors.
Okay. Well, thanks, Rob. The reason why it doesn't have a no name yet, we just acquired it by application in the Ministry of Mines. We've been waiting for it for a little while. We acquired it last year. It went to a closed bid auction. We had Newmont and Mitsui smelting, and that's a Japanese company that's, you know, that looks into high-grade mines, polymetallic. And we outbid them in the closed bid auction. We've been waiting on this for a little while. It's located in northern Peru. By highway, it's about, you know, we can move the mineral down to the highway, put it in a semi-trailer, bring it to our plant for processing. We haven't named it yet because we want to make sure that when we go into the community and get all the community agreements done, we actually want the community to make the name for us, because that's a good way of getting the community involved in these projects, is allowing them to be part of it. And there's nothing better than allowing them to call what the name is. So we're going to wait for that. So we'll have a name for it soon. But it's a property that has high grade. There's an old mine there, an old adits. We noticed that these there are some old workings, and the adits, supposedly some of them are like 50 meters in length inside. They have some minerals taken out. One metallurgical sample was taken. It was almost 13 ounces of silver and some lead and zinc, and it produced a very valuable concentrate. Our sampling, when we went in there, we sampled the old muck piles and the old dumps, and we found a couple of good boulders inside, and one of the boulders ran up to 47 ounces of silver per metric ton. That's about a kilo and a half of silver, and it had some good lead and some good zinc in it. So we plan on getting the underground bulk mining permits involved or put in place very soon. We're going to open up the old adits, stabilize the openings, just like we've been doing at Palta Dorada with the project that we have with Real Silver. And we're going to start looking at bringing a bulk sample down to our plant to process it. And as we do that, we're going to be putting the money back into this project, making sure we can bring down more tons. And this is basically, Rob, what our goal of our company is, our own mineral feed. And this is our next step towards that. And we have a couple more in the pipeline, but our end goal is to make sure that we feed our Aguila Norte plant with our own mineral. And once we can do that, our margins will be significantly higher than where they are now. And we're cash flow positive with the plant being at capacity right now.
Yeah, certainly a good place to be in. Let's get into the game plan here moving forward here. Made this acquisition, trying to make that move from toll mining, if you will, to processing your own ore. I would imagine this is probably a first step in that process.
Okay, so, you know, we acquired this thing strategically for mineral for our plant, and we know that it's located in these tertiary volcanics. It's high level, but it has a lead and zinc and silver and some gold credits in it. There's, you know, we're looking at our market cap right now, Rob. It's in the $18 million range. We get a very firm share price right now. We don't have to go to the market to raise money. We're doing all this internally. But, you know, comparison to some of the other companies, there's about four or five other Peruvian Canadian explorers in Peru, and most notably Kuya Silver and Tier One Silver, where these two companies, they're not producing yet, but they have market caps of Kuya Silver at $60 million. They have the Bethania mine, which is down in southern Peru. Our grades are very comparable, even almost similar to their mine. Also a Tier One Silver, they have a multi vein set system in southern Peru. Their market caps are much more significant than our market caps. They're not producing, but we are producing. We are have cash flow, and then we're looking at some other smaller juniors, such as Silver X. That's a $40 million market cap. They have cash flow coming in. We don't know exactly where they are right now with their cash flow, but they're processing mineral. Their grades are much lower than what we're producing, but they have significant They have good upside on their company as well. And Proving Metals is a shareholder of them as well. So, you know, we're looking at our market cap compared to AGX, Kuya Silver, Tier One, and some other companies like Highland Silver, which is another junior company with $15 million market cap, which is an exploration play. So, you know, the difference of, you know, really showing that our difference of our company is we're creating our positive cash flow we're using to acquire these assets. We acquired this asset by using our cash flow. We outbid the other companies. We're not going for big ground packages. We're going for very strategic high grade mineral, because I would rather have a couple of 100-300 hectares of very high grade mineral than tens and thousands of hectares that are basically going to sit there for years not being explored. So this is our approach, and it's very different than all the other companies that I just mentioned.
Yeah, certainly outside the junior mining typical box there, Jeff. So I guess the message is no elephant hunting. You're going for the lowest hanging fruit. I mean,
it's the end goal, Rob. It's the end goal of the company to replace all the third party ore with our own ore. But doing that, saying that too, is it's allowed us. We're making money processing third party ore. So we're going to be producing our own ore. We're going to be making much more money. Second thing is that we can expand the capacity of our plant, but I'm only going to do that if our own production exceeds our capacity, which we can do.
Okay, well, appreciate the update. We'll certainly look forward to checking back in when you have some more news report. That's Jeff Reeder. He's CEO, Peruvian Metals, PER in the venture, DUVNF, OTC Markets and States. Again, Jeff, appreciate you taking the time.
Okay, thank you, Rob.